Welcome back to the Durham Voice Voices. I'm Brighton McConnell. This podcast series is produced and reported for the Durham Voice, a community newspaper from Central Durham. With this project, we're reconnecting with former Voice staff members and the Durham community, allowing them to share their journeys and experiences since working with the newspaper. Today's guest is Lamon Jones. Lamon worked as an intern with the Durham Voice beginning in 2015 during his senior year attending Charles E. Jordan High School in Durham. Since graduating in 2016, Lamon works odd jobs and is following in his family's footsteps of working as stonemasons. I had the chance to talk with Lamon recently to hear about his time with The Voice and how his experiences with the newspaper affect his life's goals.
So, you're working towards starting your own masonry business. Do any of the skills that you learned while you were with The Voice translate over to that job and your life now?
Absolutely. So, what I learned more so at The Voice was the ability to properly talk to people. And, you know, like, it comes from being able to conduct interviews. You're required to ask people questions, you know. And not only that, but you're required to read into their answers and, you know, learn their way of speaking and the truth behind the words. And that's how, you know, you're brought up in journalism as to where, you know, you have to, everything can have a second meaning. And you have to be able to look for it and find it and be able to translate it on the paper. And that, you know, for me, always gave me a sense of, okay, well, I'm now listening a lot. Like, I'm listening a lot more to what people say. And, you know, it's trying to infer what it is they're truly trying to portray to me by what they say.
I mean, those kind of people skills are important for almost any job, too. And the voice certainly helps you kind of, like, look at things in a community-based way as well, correct?
Yeah, I mean, it really is a community-based paper, as you know. It's like, it's by teens, for teens, about the community. And it's like, you know, we're urban teens from troubled areas. That's the majority of, you know, the Durham Voice staff oftentimes. And, you know, like, it really brings you into, like, I guess it really brings you into the inner depths and workings of a community when you start doing journalism, because you have to actually think and listen to what's going on to get your next scoop. You have to be able to, like, say, you know, there's some unrest with the school board and, you know, about lunches or something. You need to be in the know about when that's happening and, you know, what's going on, what their plans are about it, to be able to report on it. So it kind of just draws you, like, it draws your attention more into your community. And also, you know, if you're working with other reporters, oftentimes you form great bonds doing it, because just, you know, of the creative aspect of journalism. And then that in and of itself translates to you being able to open up and work with others in any workplace. And that's my opinion on it.
Yeah, absolutely. So in what ways did working with a community newspaper help you personally become closer to the Durham community?
So, realistically, you know, before I started working for the paper, I wasn't really all too involved in the community at all, because it was really, you know, my goal was school, get out of school, figure out what I'm gonna do with my life, get a job, work, and, you know, it was just kind of cookie cutter straight down the path like that. But, you know, I got involved with the Durham Voice and it made me realize there's a lot of things that are going on in the community and a lot of things that are going on, you know, just with people in general, that it could affect your future. And you have to be able to, you know, say, like, there's a place that hires a bunch of people, but it's about to shut down. And that's going to create pressure on other jobs, because now all of those people have to, you know, go from your, and, like, note, this is in your community, so they're all working local. All these people now have to go find other jobs, and those are jobs that you could have been involved with or somebody else could have been involved with. And, you know, it's things like that that you just don't really think about if you're not involved in the community, that could really cause you to alter your plans in life and veer completely away from what you wanted to do. And that in and of itself is like, okay, so I need to be involved, or at least know what's going on in my community, so that way I can plot out my future and be able to actively make changes when needed.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Do you have a favorite story that you wrote while you were writing for The Voice that was involved in Durham? Tough question, I know.
Man, I don't think I really have a favorite because I've written a few. Honestly, I'd say if I had to consider any one story my favorite, it probably would have been the story I did on the Ocracoke trip. Just because, you know, it was really interesting being able to work with, you know, a community newspaper from an island where, you know, they don't even have like a mainstream grocery store. So, you know, it was like I got to interview a world-class martial artist in judo, and that was an intense meeting because, you know, you never know with people like that, you never know what they're gonna be like. It's like, man, this guy could probably throw me across a room faster than I'd realized that I was being thrown, and that's terrifying. And now I have to go interview him.
And people like that also sometimes just kind of have very closed off personalities in some ways.
It's like, you know, like there's many things that could go wrong with interviews like that. And I figured that, you know, better prepare for the worst. But I went in there and it was as smooth as butter. And I was like, oh, you know, this was actually pretty cool. I got to, you know, be in the dojo with an international champion and interview him about how his teachings and him teaching the kids on this island affect his life and the life of those around him. And it, you know, that in and of itself was just really special to me. There's a lot of things with teachers that you just don't get anymore. And I like it when, you know, people are willing to give individual attention to, you know, students or people who look up to them or, you know, people who consider them a mentor. And that, for me, made that experience really special, and that's why I'd consider that my favorite story.
I'm curious, what was your overall takeaway from that? It was a week-long trip that you guys were out there, right? So what was your biggest takeaway at the time that has kind of stuck with you from going out and doing some reporting there?
Well, you know, when it came to being able to get out and do reporting in such, you know, I'll say a confined area of space where, you know, you kind of know the borders of where you're going to be able to go, and there's only but so much you're going to be able to report on within those borders, it's a different style of journalism because you have to look at things, you know, I guess as they come. You know, you have to look at events as they happen and report on them as they happen. Like, you know, like, there was things that don't happen here that we wouldn't have even considered being a thing that we were able to report on out there. Like, there was this young lady, and she had her own business selling what I believe smoothies or something, and she was doing very well with it. And, you know, on such a small island, you'd think that, you know, just one person deciding to sell smoothies wouldn't, you know, really be all that out of a pickup, but it was, and she did great, and she was still managing that and school. And, you know, it was just something amazing that you just don't really see here, you know, in the Durham Chapel Hill area. You know, like, one of the things that we like to highlight with the Durham Voice is, you know, young people getting out and, you know, doing excellent things in the community. And for her community, that was terrific.
Yeah, absolutely. So what did the experiences you learned from your time working with The Voice mean to you back when you were a senior in high school, and what do they mean to you now? What's kind of the difference between those two experiences, or the similarities between your experiences then and now?
So I will say this much. When I was in high school, I didn't appreciate it as much as I do now. And that's because, you know, it also, not only did it give me the ability to, you know, better speak to people, respond to questions, ask questions of my own, but it also gave me a decent amount of networking skills and, you know, being able to make meaningful, you know, business and personal connections. And I didn't really appreciate that as much as a senior in high school because at the time when you're in high school, a lot of people aren't really considering networking as a necessary thing yet. because, you know, you have a select group of friends or a clique you hang out with, and you have that label about you granted in high school, you know, either, you know, you're one of the average people, one of the popular people, one of the weird people, this, that, and third, etc. And, you know, you're given that label and you hang out with that certain clique of people. And outside of that, you don't really network with other cliques of people. And, you know, I think that if people did do that more in high school, honestly, networking would come a lot easier to them later on in life. But most people don't. And I was one of those people. And when I got to, you know, the Durham Voice, it provided me a lot of connections that I wouldn't really realize were there up until, you know, quite recently, in fact. When I first got into, you know, being able to drive and all that not long ago, because I waited quite a while to get my driver's license, I ended up, you know, in a situation where I had crashed the first car I had. Obviously, I needed money to be able to get a new car and make sure everything was right. And, you know, I talked to Koontz and I talked to the people at PYO, and they were on top of helping me get a job. And, you know, they were, you know, looking around with people that they knew and people that had heard about me through the Durham Voice that were more than willing to work with me because they knew who I was, of my reputation, rather, and knew, you know, I had people vouching for me there at the Durham Voice and in PYO. And those, you know, it's like those, like, networking for those connections that, you know, help you broaden your, like, you're able to broaden your intelligence by, you know, being around different types of people and have better opportunities by doing that. And the networking that I got with the Durham Voice was crucial and very beneficial for all of that. So I'm very grateful for that.
And it helped build your strength and your connection to the community, too. So what do you think, this is a very broad and vague question to kind of finish things up here, but, like, what do you think is going to be your overall goal to try and give back to the community as you try and, you know, start your own masonry business, or just as you live your everyday life? You know, what do you hope to be your community impact?
So nowadays, I'm doing a lot of working stuff.
Yeah.
You know, working towards starting my own business as a stonemason, because that's my family trade. We've been masons in the Chapel Hill area for over 100 years.
No way. That's really cool.
Yeah. The welcome to the town of Chapel Hill sign, if you're going, like, headed from let's say, the Jordan High School area towards going towards UNC on 54 up there, the welcome to the town of Chapel Hill sign, the stone sign that you'll see going down that road, my grandfather built it and sold the design to the town of Chapel Hill. And they put them, you know, all over the place in Chapel Hill around the border of, you know, the city, so that you can see when you're entering the Chapel Hill city limits.
Dude, that is amazing. So it goes as far back as your grandfather?
It goes a little bit further back than that. You know, his father was a Mason, and I believe his grandfather was also a Mason. But, you know, like, on record, where we have, you know, documented working specifically assigned by name instead of just by, you know, family name.
Yeah.
It goes as far back as his father. After I've managed to start my own business and get successful, I'd like to offer paid internships to some of the, you know, the new PYO students that are, you know, that are there when I've finally gotten to the point where I can do that, just because an internship from PYO is what has gotten me to the point I'm at now, is what has matured my mind to the point it is at now. And, you know, all those, it was very helpful with how they were able to, you know, guide me down a better path in life, especially from the path to which I entered their program. And I feel that I'd like to help a lot in the restoration of the community, you know, when it comes to a lot of places, because, you know, they're doing a lot right now with, you know, restoring older places in the Durham and Chapel Hill areas, especially in Durham now, like downtown, they've done a lot of restorations to some of the older places. And I'd really like to, you know, be able to leave my mark on the city in that way and be able to use some of my work to help, you know, bring the city back to what it could be and what it should be.
I think that's great. Lamont, thank you so much for taking the time to catch up and talk with me today.
You're welcome. Thank you for being able to put me on your podcast.
My thanks again to Lamon Jones, who worked with The Voice in 2015 and 2016. Lamon now lives in Chapel Hill and plans to open his own masonry business. And that's it for this episode of the Durham Voice Voices. Our music is written by Forrest McConnell, and I'm Brighton McConnell. If you want to hear more stories like Lamon's and others from the Durham community, visit our website at durhamvoice.org. Thanks for listening.